concept stages right now.
Ryan said that he is working, quote, hand in glove with the Trump administration to get the proposal moving. He says that Vice President Mike Pence is playing an instrumental role in bringing together moderates and conservatives. Ryan's earlier health care measure failed when members of the conservative Freedom Caucus said they wouldn't support it if it came to the floor. The Syrian government of Bashar al-Assad again in the international crosshairs after a chemical weapons attack on their own citizens in northern Syria. The death toll has climbed to 67 in the hours after the attack in the Idlib province. Doctors say the victims are experiencing symptoms very similar to people exposed to the deadly sarin gas. Dozens more have been injured. The Syrian government then waited till the victims of the gas attack were taken to a nearby hospital, and then they even bombed the hospital. More news at USAradio.com.
Ah, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait!
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
A New Jersey girl felt good when she got into one Ivy League school and thought, well, that's where I'm going to go to college. And then other letters started rolling in. You're going to love this story.
If Foma Whitethorpe wants to study biology and was accepted to Harvard through early action, she figured she'd go there. But then the 17-year-old Denville girl got into all the other Ivies, and now she's not sure what she's going to do. The Morris Hills High School student, who's class president and an academic superstar, says she'll likely follow the money trail. So if anyone is offering financial support, if Foma is listening, Sarah Lee Kessler, New Jersey.
Several advertisers pulling their money from Bill O'Reilly's show on Fox because of allegations against him. Chris Barnes has this story.
Mercedes and now Hyundai pulling their advertising from the O'Reilly Factor on Fox. The decision coming amid reports that $13 million in settlement money has been paid to five women who've claimed that host Bill O'Reilly sexually harassed or verbally abused them. Mercedes says the show isn't a good environment for its ads. Hyundai cites, quote, recent and disturbing allegations. The move probably won't have a significant financial impact, though, on Fox News, as the commercials taken away from O'Reilly will be shown elsewhere on the network. I'm Chris Barnes.
Former Trump campaign advisor Carter Page said he was targeted for recruitment by Russian spies. In a sealed FBI complaint, the energy consultant says he was contacted by Russian intelligence agents posing as a banking executive 4 years ago. USA Radio News.
Hey, this is Joe Peters of Real Estate Matters, and we're going to have a two-part show today. We're going to talk a little about real estate, just about where we're at in the real estate market. It's an exciting time, being spring, and the flowers are out, the buyers are out. Secondly, we're going to have Linda Getz come on. Linda is the mother of Kimmy Getz, our local Olympic athlete, and we're going to talk about a fundraiser that they've got going and how Kimmy is doing in her quest. So two parts. We're going to get started with the real estate part in about 4 minutes, and before we do that, we're going to play a few of our local commercials, including mine. Thank you.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor-supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited-time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Hey, once again, this is Joe Peters of Real Estate Matters. I help people to achieve their goals and dreams across both Hunterdon and Somerset County from a residential real estate viewpoint. We'll go into a little more about that. They've asked me to give you a recap of what's happening weather-wise. It looks like we're going to hit a high of 66 today. I mean, I'm out without a jacket on, so it's not bad. We did have some rain this morning. There's a little bit left. Tomorrow's also going to be 66, but sunny. Thursday, we're going to have some downpours. That sounds like more than just rain. And on Friday, there's a cloudy of a chance of shower. It's going to drop to 56 on Thursday, 52 on Friday, 55 on Saturday, a little breezy, some sun, and 62 again on Sunday. So I don't see anything that looks like white in that forecast, and that's good news. I think winter hopefully is over, and we can get on with spring. Here's a little about my background. We'll get right into my real estate report.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in the Hunterdon and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, once again, it's Joe Peters of Real Estate Matters. Today is the 4th of April, 2017, 4/4/2017. And we're going to talk about the real estate results from the month just ended, which would have been March. So it's my April report, but it's about month and March and earlier results. It's sort of an exciting time. As I said, the flowers are up. The feeling of spring is in the air. We're out. We've got buyers who have been out buying. We only had two snowy weekends. Other than that, the market never stopped. As a result, they bought up all the good inventory, and we're out frantically trying to find some replacement inventory. We're very, very short. We're starved is the word that's being used for inventory, especially in the under 400K market. But the fives and sixes, fours, fives, and sixes are active too. Once you get above seven, we're going to talk about it. It sort of drops off a little bit, but there's still a market up there as well. So what are the good news items? These are items that I discovered in the last week or 10 days. If you tune into my site, it's jpeters.com. It's a blog. You can sort of subscribe to me via Facebook. You ask for my newsletter that we're going to go over as a result of that. I post the articles as I see them. And the one that I saw that I thought was most interesting, and it was talking about the bookend generations. It's the people that are 65 plus. And it's the people that are 35 minus, okay? They're called the millennials, and the 65 are called the beginning of the active senior moment. I'm there myself. I couldn't spell senior 10 years ago. Now I are one. And both of them are looking for something different than we were looking for in housing, not just 5 years ago. They're looking for sort of luxurious higher rise, multi-unit units where they're more downtown. They can walk to the bus or train, and they can find more and more right in the area, like a coffee shop, a deli, a bodega. I'm not sure we have such a thing here, but a convenience store of sorts. And as a result, it's changing our demand. I mean, in general, what we're looking at is a much different demand than we had just 5 to 10 years ago. Here's some examples of it. If you're somewhere, if you have no children of school age, no children 18 years or younger in your house, you're in the 70 percentile in New Jersey. In other words, 70% of our houses have no children of school age. Wow. 30% only have kids that are going to school. Secondly, if you don't have two adults, you're in a 50 percentile. 50% plus have only one adult in the house and no children of school age. And 30% plus are headed by women who are either head of family or single. So take a look at that. Over 65, under 35, looking for a different lifestyle. The people that are in the houses are in it with different demographics than we're used to. Not a lot of children of school age. We're having less and less children. Not a lot of two adult families, and a lot headed by women. Now, what does that mean to us? That means what people are looking for in a house isn't what they were looking for 3, 4, or 5 years ago. And it's like that scene from Animal House where the parade turned left and the band marched into the wall because they didn't make the turn. We have to recognize what we're up against. We've got some really good news came out of New Jersey in the last 10 days. In the month of January, which is the last full month reported, New Jersey, and I guess maybe it's January and February at this point, added 12,000 jobs. That's almost as many jobs as we added the year before. So that's good news. We're adding jobs. New Jersey is attracting the people that we need in order to add jobs. We could talk about the types of jobs and whether or not they should be counted as full-time jobs or the job people that are working should be counted. That's all over conversation, but that's the way it's counted on a national and a New Jersey basis. The good news is we added more jobs so far this year than we added in all of 2016. 2015 was much better. We added a lot more jobs in 2015. Our county, Hunterdon County, which is where we're telecasting from, broadcasting from today, has been, for the second year in a row, awarded the healthiest county in the state award. I, as part of the Leadership Hunterdon program last year, visited the hospital systems and the judicial systems and the healthcare systems, understanding what's going on, and I think we have something like an 11% smoking rate. We have a very good obesity factor. We have very good health, both from the facilities and from the healthy lifestyles going on. We have a healthiest of the 21 counties. That's good to hear. And best place to live in all of New Jersey, number one town, and we have five of them in Hunterdon County, five in the top 75. Very number one for the state is Clinton, New Jersey. Go get them, Clinton. I mean, it's neat. I live in Annandale, which is about a mile away. We walk downtown each Sunday morning where it's pleasant enough to take that walk. And it's really a neat place. There's always something going on. There's something at the museum. There's something in the shops. It's just a neat place to sit out, watch the water go by, watch the guys trout fishing and gals, I guess. So Clinton got number one. Bethlehem, we're going to have the mayor of Bethlehem on in 2 weeks. Paul's going to come on and talk with us about what's going on in Bethlehem Township. Bethlehem came in number 5. Union Township came in number 27. Clinton Township, not to be outdone by Clinton itself, came in at number 36. And Annandale, where I live, is part of Clinton Township. Reddington came in at number 56. Those are all good news items. We have got a state going in the right direction, at least for the so far this year period. We've got a healthy county, and we've got, in effect, some really high-end towns. And I would think, based on that kind of publicity, we should bring some interest into people who might want to live here. That's how I wound up here. I read in New Jersey Magazine probably 20 years ago about Hunterdon County. So we drove out one Sunday and we said, wow, I've been here before, but this is nice. And after about 2 years of hemming and hawing and deciding what it is exactly we wanted to do, we moved into Clinton Township, and I've been here ever since, 18 years later, not looking back, and it's probably where I'm going to reside for the balance of my at least working career and maybe even retirement career. And I'm nowhere near retirement. I'm in a business that you can keep on working, and that's what we're doing. So let's take a look at what happened through the month of April 2017. We sold 189 houses. The month before, we had sold 131. So that's a big improvement. That's like a 30% improvement over the month before, maybe even 40. And during the same period, we listed another 204 houses. And as a result of the statistics, and if you keep in mind, 4 to 6 months is about average. That's when prices aren't going up or down. It's like that's where things are at. Birds are singing, butterflies are butterflying. 4 to 6 months is average. We now have a four-month average supply of inventory. It increases as the price point gets higher, but all the way through the 600,000 area, we're at five months average of four. And when you get into the eights, sevens and eights, it goes up to 7 months, 10 months. If you go over a million, we've got 18 months worth of inventory. That means if you've got 180 houses and you sold 10 this month, it's probably going to take you 180 months to sell your inventory, or 18 months to sell your inventory. That's where the month supply comes from. Our average price of the house listed has been $501,000. Our average price on a house sold has been $405,000. There's about a 20% difference because a lot of times the average price coming on is a little optimistic. And secondly, those are houses that will be selling 2 to 3 months from now because we're averaging an average of 90 days on the market before we get the offer in. And 2 to 3 months from now, we'll probably be paying more for housing because the market will have heated up. And we're going to be seeing people want to get the kids into school, things like that. 76% of all of our properties sold were under $500,000. That's where the market's at. That's where the first-time buyer is at. And when that first-time buyer buys, then a second-time buyer or a trade-up buyer gets created. And that person is typically still under $400,000, maybe just creeping past it. Only 24% of our market was above that. And only 7% of the entire market is above 700,000. We have sold in the 700,000 mark 13 houses, 13 out of 189 houses. So the higher up, it's like a pyramid. The higher up you get in a pyramid, the less square footage there is on the floor. And to say that a different way, the less buyers there are. And although I don't think we're doing too badly, I do think we're starting to see sales taper off at the higher price points over previous years' experience. Then we take a look at it at the town level. And we have some towns like the town of Clinton sold one house out of 15 last month. So they got 15-month supply. If they sold two, it would have been 7.5. So next month, it might be much better. The town of East Amwell and Frenchtown and Kingwood, West Amwell, all above a year's supply in houses. So it depends where you're at price point, and it depends where you're at geographically. And you almost have to multiply one times the other and look at price point within a town. And if you're in Clinton Township and you're selling a $600,000 or $700,000, you're probably in much better shape than if you're out in Kingwood trying to sell a $600,000 or $700,000 because people, A, Kingwood is not a fast-moving market. The people just don't want to drive that far in a lot of cases. And B, the higher the price point, the harder it is to sell. Most of the things we're selling out in those areas are not at that level. We had two towns didn't sell a thing, Hampton and Stockton. Then we had five more, only had one sale. Well, really about nine more that didn't have a sale. Bloomsbury, Califon, Clinton, the town we mentioned, East Amwell, Frenchtown, Glen Gardner, Lebanon Borough, Milford, and West Amwell. And then there's three hot spots And that's Clinton Township being one of them. It sold 19 houses last month. Raritan, which is our fastest selling, and that was 43 sales last month. Raritan actually has 2 months supply right now. If you're going to put a house on the market in Raritan based on the last 30 days, you're going to sell it within 2 months. And then Reddington has 86 houses for sale, and we sold 21. So in effect, it's got about a 4 month supply. Those three areas, Clinton Township being one, Raritan and Reddington, sold about 44% of all of the houses that we sold. Once again, we're listing at around 500 and we're selling in a really low force, 405 area. Let's take a look at how that changes if you go over to Somerset County. Just a rule of thumb, I've been doing this for 13 or 14 years with Weichert out of Clinton. And the rule of thumb is that if you're going to go to Somerset County, and when you're at County Line Road, they look identical, but the further west you go, the more bucolic and beautiful it gets. But right at County Line Road, the two places look identical. But in general, we get 20% more for the same house in Somerset County than we do in Hunterdon County. And you probably get about half the square footage of the yard. House is relatively the same in size. But the yard size is much smaller. So instead of getting an acre and a half, you might get 3/4 acre. Instead of getting 3 acres, you might get 1.5 acres over there. They are moving nicely. They're at 3 months supply. Very good numbers. And once you get above the 900,000 mark, they taper off as well. Once again, it's that top of the pyramid. There's less buyers up there. But where we sold in the $1 million category, 3 houses last month, Somerset County sold 9 times that. Where we probably sold our maximum house at about $1.5 million, they probably got $3.5 million. And you might say, well, why is that? Well, the answer is the closer to New York, the easier it is to sell a house. The more money you can get for it, the quicker it will sell, the more desirable it is. It's all down to commute time. People used to drive till they can afford it and then buy a house that was much cheaper and say, wow, I got a steal. They're not doing that anymore. They're factoring in the fact that they're probably going to spend $10 or $20 extra if they live another 20 miles out just in commuting. And the cost of gas sort of creeping up, the cost of time, the quality of lifetime. It's always been easier to sell a house in Somerset County than Hunterdon County, but it's always been nicer, in my opinion, to live in Hunterdon County than Somerset County. If you want to turn right at the cows and left it to horses, that's Hunterdon County. If you want a pretty nice place to live, that's Somerset County. 64% of their sales was under 500. Remember I said 76% was ours? Well, that's that 20% more that they get. And 6% of their sales were over $1 million. They did 27 sales over $1 million. The factors, got a little bit of a cough, so let me take a swig of water. The factors that are leading up to this is that sales remain strong. We didn't have a bad winter, and people kept buying houses. We're just starting to list in a lot of areas, and as a result, we're starved for inventory. So houses that come on, I have at least 5, maybe 6 buyers in the $600,000 to $900,000 range that will buy a house this evening if the right house comes on. They're sitting there waiting for it to happen. And once we get the houses on, the market will be even better. The market could be much better than it is if we had a decent amount of inventory. So we're seeing strong sales. We're seeing 35% over the same month last year. But we're seeing weak inventory. We don't have enough inventory. Those sales could be 3 times what they are if we had the right inventory. Interest rates, they bubbled up. We're at about 4.2%. Back at Election Day, we're about 3.375, about 3 3/8. We're now at about 4.25. And we'll probably see it rise to 5%. Interest rates And the fear of interest rates going higher. Janet Yellen says there's two more to come yet this year. She's spacing them out. It's good news because that means the economy is doing okay. But it's bad news if you're a buyer, because for every 1 point interest goes up, you lose 9% of your buying power. So to say that backwards is if your interest rate merely went from 3.5% to 4.5%, instead of buying a $500,000 house, you'd probably be able to afford only about a $450,000 house. That's what's driving the market frenzy. National job front, we're doing okay. We, on a national basis, put in 470,000. Keep in mind it takes about 250,000 jobs per month just to employ the people that became of working age. So a lot of times you've seen the administration running around, we had 166,000. Sounds good on the surface, but if you took a look at it, they missed by 90,000 what was needed just to break even. We broke even for almost the first 2 months, and this is not a political comment. The economy is in great shape as far as the stock market, as far as consumer confidence, and we are putting jobs back on. So this is a fact. We're sitting at about 4.7% at the end of February. And that is a national number. The New Jersey number is just, I'm looking for where that is, just about the same, maybe a little better. I think it's at about 4.4%. And here it is, 4.4. So 4.4 versus 4.7, we're beating for a change the national rate. Rental markets, because so many people can't find a house, a lot of them, especially first-time buyers, will go rent for a year or two till more houses come on the market. As a result, we're sitting with really a low amount of rentals, 2.2% vacancy rate. Never seen it that low. I've been in the business 14 years, really 20 professionally. It's never been this low. If you're looking for an investment at this time of the year, go out and buy yourself a one-bedroom condo. You're definitely going to get positive cash flow because the rates on them are going up 10 to 12% a year. And once again, I'm only talking about residential. Our foreclosure market is still the highest in the nation in New Jersey. We are going to probably have in excess of 60,000 new foreclosures this year. We had a little over 70 last year, and the year before we had almost 80. It's getting better, but it's still the worst in the nation. And it's worst really in the areas that the hurricane hit 4 or 5 years ago, but it has a trickle-down effect. We have a lot of foreclosures. You see them in your neighborhood. We're in a pretty affluent county, as is Somerset County, but you still go by and you see the grass all the way up to the doorknob. It's probably a property that the bank is in the process or just has taken back and hasn't dumped back on the market yet. To some extent, the foreclosures coming on are helping things, but to some extent, it's an eyesore for the neighborhood. You get into those terms like zombie houses, and they are. They're run down, they're beat up, and they're scary, and sometimes they get squatters in them, and one thing leads to another. Recap. Last year, 2016, was not a normal year, right from the elections on down. And we did not have a severe winter. That's also not normal. And 2017 has started off with strong, with the increases in the stock market, interest rates as a result of increased consumer confidence. If the stock market goes up, interest rates have to go up. They're tied together. It's going to happen. So the stock market's gone up almost a point. Interest rates have, stock market's gone almost 15% at this point. Interest gone up almost a point, which is probably, if you multiplied it out, about the same percentage. We saw a surge in home sales, but not in prices in 2016. New Jersey in general got about 0.7%. The nation in general got 7%. So we really lagged. You didn't get a lot of increase in your home value, but we sold a lot of houses. Positive with a little negative built in. The reason being that we don't have enough inventory in the areas that we need it in, both price point and geographical. And that needs to be worked on, and it is being worked on as people put their houses back on. And the reason they put their houses back on is they realize they're finally back to the point where they have enough equity that they can sell it without bringing money to the table. We peaked at 2005. We lost about 35% of home value up for 2010. And right now we're probably at about 13% off what the peak was. In another 2 years at current rates, we're probably going to be back to the peak. Hopefully, I heard 6 months ago that we were going to face another recession at the end of 2018. I heard 1 month ago that that's now off the table. The market is so strong, they don't see a recession coming at this point in time. So it depends where you're at and what you're thinking about. I mean, there's four phases of home buying. There's that first-time buyer. Should I rent? Should I buy? You usually can buy cheaper than renting. And I love helping people get into that market where, in effect, we can help them make the decision to either buy a house versus rent it or get them into a rental if there's any available. The problem is there's not a lot of rentals available right now. Then there's a trade-up. The person that buys the first-time house probably buys it between $150,000 and $300,000. The person that sells them that house probably turns around and buys a house between $350,000 and $500,000. Then that person moves up, and the fourth person in line probably is ready for retirement, so they move down. And then we get that right-sizing effect, too, because once the kids are gone off to school, I see this a lot, it's time to get into a house that maybe more fits your need. Yeah, we may still need a bedroom or two if people come over and want to stay over the weekend, or the kids come back from school for the summer or whatever the holiday seems to be. But we don't need necessarily a 3,600 square foot anymore. We may need more like a 2,400 square foot. We can save some taxes and change our lifestyle. I did that. I sold my great big mega mansion 6-7 years ago, and I've never looked back. I've got more money to use discretionarily and more time because I'm not fixing the house on the weekends. I'm out enjoying myself. And then the final is 55 plus. I mean, there's a lot of options when you get to that 55 plus mark. One of the options is just staying where you're at, but it may not be right because where you're at may be two floors, which is what we're at right now. And we're saying maybe one of those one floor 55 pluses like Flemington Fields or Old Canal Walk over in Somerset County would be more in tune to our lifestyle. I don't think I want to go to Somerset County, but the format of the house is nice. You can get 1,800 square foot house. You can get your own little 1/10, 1/12 of an acre, and you can, in effect, get into something like that in the really high threes, really low fours, about where people want to get into it. The average house that we're selling that fits that description in Hunterdon County is on the high side, and we're only selling about 20 of them a year. We're just not a good county for 55 plus with the lifestyle format 55 plus is looking for. Working on it, having discussions with people, but in effect, it's something that needs to be further addressed. Then another option is maybe we sell a house and go to the South. And a lot of people do that. I'm going to Florida. He used to be, what was his name? Seinfeld used to say, it's the law. You're 65. You got to go to Florida. Well, it almost seemed that way. And people would do it. And then when they had the hurricanes up till about 7-8 years ago, people moved back up into the Carolinas. They called them halfbacks because they moved halfway back to get out of the hurricane. But now that the hurricanes have subsided over the last few years, it's sort of back to let's. So you get that motion. And that happens at, it used to happen right around 65, 66 when people retired. But people are healthier. I'm beyond the 65, 66 mark. I have no intention of retiring yet. Neither does Marilyn, my better half. But when we do get to the point of retirement or semi-retirement, we have a hard time finding the exact property that we think we would like here in Hunterdon County. There's not enough available readily for us. And that's a decision we'll have to make when we get there. Hopefully I can influence enough people to look into that and get some available. But at the same time, if it doesn't happen, well, then I'm going to have to make some obvious choices. I mean, we have what we call the bookend generations. We got the under 35 going towards New York, the millennials. We got the over 65 going towards Pennsylvania or Delaware or the Carolinas or Florida, and that's the seniors. But when one of the two seniors becomes less able to get around or perhaps just passes on, it's a natural, I hate to talk about it, but it's natural. The other one typically comes back to live nearer to the children. So we get a lot of people coming back into the area to sort of be where the kids are in their declining years. And that's another issue we have is, do we have enough housing for that? And there's both free market, where you just go out no matter how much you have or how much you earn, you buy a house at a certain price. There's no restrictions on it. And then there's what we call affordable housing, or COA, Council on Affordable Housing. And those have income restrictions. For a single person, it's probably about, you got to be under $36,000 in income, which isn't too bad once you're retired. But your asset requirement probably is lower than you're going to be at, and that may be an issue. So these are issues that the county has. It's not a good thing. It's not a bad thing. It's just the way it is. Once again, I'm Joe Peters. I'm with Weikert in Clinton. I do my business across both Hunterdon and Somerset County, and I have been talking about real estate. So I'm going to play a few more paid commercials, and when I return, hopefully we'll have Linda Getz join us. Thank you very much.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in the Hunterdon and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Now, if that last advertisement speaker sounded a lot like me, there's good reason. This is Joe Peters. And while we're waiting for Linda to show, she said she'd be here about 1:15, I want to go through a public service announcement for a women's business summit that we're going to be having on Tuesday, April 25th at 8 o'clock at the Hawk Point Golf Club. The keynote speaker is Kathleen McQuiggan, and she is the managing director of PAC's Elevate Global Women's Index Fund. The opening speaker will be Assemblywoman Donna Simon, who I've met several times. Lovely individual. She's running for office again this year. Mayor Janice Kovac of Clinton will be there. Maria Sample, who I know well from Prospect Finder, will be there as a speaker. And then Rena Kamens of the College and Career and Life LLC will be there. It's a wonderful event. If you'd like to learn a little bit more, just look up Hunterdon County Chamber and look at events and look at the date of it's probably pretty well prominently placed on that page, but the date of April 25th will talk all about this and give you the ability to sign up for it. Let's sort of talk a little about other things that I'm seeing happening in real estate. One of the things, the biggest thing that happened this year, and it's pretty self-evident, is that it never got cold. We sold a lot of houses during a period of time that we don't usually sell a lot of houses in. And as a result, we're short on inventory because we're just starting to list houses. I had two listing appointments. It's Tuesday at 5 o'clock, so I've had a busy week listing-wise. I think, you know, April 1st, beginning of the second quarter is when we typically get a lot of people thinking about listing, but if they're really proactive, they should have been out in February and March getting their houses listed, because those ones that have listed, we probably already had the money in the bank. It's an interesting market because we do have lots of buyers. As I said, I have at least seven buyers ready to buy as soon as the right house comes on. And in three or four of those cases, they're going to sell another house, which will then allow us to put more houses on the market. And in some cases, they can sell it after they buy a house, and others they have to sell it in order to buy the house that they're looking at. So it's backing up a little because they can't find inventory. They're not putting their house on the market yet because nobody wants to get caught in the middle. So if you're thinking about buying or selling, or know somebody that's either a relative or a neighbor thinking about buying and selling, have them give me a call. Joe Peters, 908-238-0118. I don't bite. I'm pretty low-key, and there's absolutely no pressure whatsoever. I can give them an understanding of the market, take a look at their existing property, give them a position as to where I would price it and how long it would take to sell, and we can get started with it. So once again, Joe Peters, I'd love to hear from you and help you or your friend or your family out so that we can get their property on the market. I hear somebody coming up the steps, so hopefully that's Linda. What we're going to do today is we've got a local athlete named Kimmy, last name of Goetz, G-O-E-T-Z, who's out in Salt Lake practicing for the Olympics. And her mom is going to come on to talk to us about a fundraising event that's coming up. And I am anxious to hear what she has to say about it. So while we're waiting for her to appear, let me get one of our more paid sponsors out of the way, and we'll be right back.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, Celebrant Officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Well, once again, it's Joe Peters, and Let me tell you a little about something else we're seeing in the market. As you go to the east, especially in towns that have train stations, we're seeing a very high turnover in housing. In effect, the houses in Somerset County that are in towns where there is a train station, which is an easy commute into New York, are going at somewhere between a 20-25% premium over houses that are in towns that don't have a train station. So it's sort of good news. But when you come into Hunterdon County, it's sort of not a mass transportation county. The county, in effect, has pretty good highways, but you need a car. And there is some bus service and some mass commutation via bus, but probably not what somebody could use to commute here. So when people come out here, it's for a lifestyle change. I onboard about 6 couples a year into Hunterdon County, and are broken 50-50 between people that have already had their first child or just expecting it, maybe they're having their second, and the first one's 2 years old or so already, looking for a quality of life change, and that's why they're choosing Hunterdon County. And the other half are people like we were when we came here 18 years ago, approaching our senior years and looking for a better quality of life as well, looking for the bird feeders in the backyards, and to have maybe a horse or two to get to more of that bucolic lifestyle. So that's what we're attracting, and here comes Linda into Hunterdon County. And come on in and have a seat.
Okay.
Great. We're in full bloom, and once you sit down, say hello.
Hello.
Okay, I can hear you, so that's good. Glad you can make it.
Thank you. By the skin of my teeth.
Well, that's okay. That's the way life is. We used to say, why doesn't anything get done to the last minute?
We're not on the air.
Yeah, we're on the air.
Oh, we are.
Yeah, if it wasn't for the last minute, things never get done. So Phil Greiner gave me your name and told me a little about your daughter, but why don't you start by explaining... from what I've read, she's out in Salt Lake City?
She is in Salt Lake City. She trains at the Olympic Oval.
Okay.
She is a short track speed skater, but she is also now doing long track.
Wow.
And she will be the only USA girl going to both Olympic trials. December for short track in Salt Lake.
Okay.
And January in Milwaukee for long track.
Wow. So
which
how long are those
exciting
lengths? What is short versus long in skating?
In the short track, she will be doing the 500, the 1,000, the 1,500, and hopefully a relay. And in long track, I think right now she's planning on just trying to make the team in the 1,000 meter.
Okay.
So we'll see. That between now and
so this
January
has been a lifelong passion. How old is your daughter?
She will be 23 in August.
And she graduated, I read, from
Central in 2012.
So she's 4 years out of school, mm-hmm, plus a little bit.
Yeah.
But that's got to be exciting. Isn't
it is. She's a former inliner. She was an inliner on the Frenchtown.
Right.
On the Frenchtown speed team.
Neat.
And my older daughter moved to Utah with her boyfriend, who is also a short track speed skater.
Okay.
And Kimmy went out there to visit them right after Christmas of 12 for the new year. And she came home. She went over to the Oval.
Wonderful.
And she watched and came home and said, I want to try short track.
Great. Now, Chris has told me there's been some fundraisers in the past.
We've had some awesome fundraisers. We've done 2 big events the past 2 years at the Flemington Fur Company.
Okay.
Which have been great. The Chamber, through Chris and Joey Novick and a bunch of other people, they did a comedy night for Kim last April.
Neat.
Which was a lot of fun. And, you know, I keep fundraising. I have my next event. Can I?
Yeah.
Is going to be on Saturday from 11 to 11. They're doing it all day for Kim. Saturday, April 22nd at Friday's Restaurant.
Okay.
In Flemington.
In Flemington.
So if people have a flyer or they mention Kim or they take a picture of one of the posters I have around town, they will donate 20% back to Kim.
Wow, so just come in and eat, and 20% of your bill goes to Kim.
And now, at 8 p.m., there's going to be a band, the Receptors, that are going to be playing. So,
now, what if you just wanted to help Kim out and contribute? How would you go about doing that?
If anybody would like to do that, we have an Olympic Fund set up. It's KGETZ, G-O-E-T-Z, Olympic Fund.
Right.
And they can send it to 29 New York Avenue in Flemington, 08822.
Wow, this is exciting.
It is exciting.
I'm very involved in the county, but it's the first I heard of it was when Phil mentioned it. So I'm saying other people have to be just like me, ignorant that we have an Olympic skater we're trying to support here. How do the Olympics work? I mean, does the Olympic Village, do the Olympic whatever's put up some of the funds needed?
If she makes a team or whoever makes the team, they are funded.
They will be
paid to go. Their transportation, their lodging, and so forth. But they will be gone for at least 6 weeks.
Wow.
Because apparently they have to get there early to train, get used to the ice.
Right. So the funds that we're raising then go to support...
Or to get her all the things that she needs before the season starts, which now that she is the only person, girl, female or male, doing both long and short track, she will need two sets of short track blades, two sets of long track blades... She does not even own her own, which I did not know, her own skin suit for long track. She borrowed one.
Wow.
She just did her first Am Cup long track race. I want to say it was 3 weekends ago, first time ever, and she got in top five all weekend.
Congratulations.
Which was awesome.
Wow.
So.
Wow. And is there going to be a way we can watch this on TV?
The Olympic trials will be on TV.
Okay.
It's going to be aired the whole time. Part of it will be on NBC. And I believe the last day, which will be Sunday, December 17th. It runs from December 15th to the 17th. And the tail end of it will be on NBC Sports Network.
Isn't that great?
Which
is the proudest person in the world.
It's very, it is, but it's...
Oh, yeah, I can imagine.
It's a little stressful. But it's, she loves it. She absolutely loves the ice.
Wow.
So I just do as much fundraising as I can. I have the Friday's event. I also put a note out there on Facebook on a couple different...
Okay.
I can't think of the right word. A couple different sites for people to give me maybe some new ideas of things I can do to help her.
Wonderful.
So people have been reaching out to me for that.
What we'll do is with this 15 minutes, I'll sort of parse it out of the show and I'll set up a blog post for her from my site.
Okay.
And I do, because we just met, but we talked a little bit in the past, I do real estate for Weichert in Hunter and Somerset County. So
Thank you.
What I do with this format of the show is get to meet people. We sort of have lunch on the air.
You know,
and get to meet each other and understand it. So I can not only put out a replay of this section so people can understand what you're trying to achieve, I can also help you promote it and hopefully get some people to come out to Fridays.
Oh, thank you.
Because I talked to Marilyn, I said, we got to get involved in this. This sounds great.
Yeah, I've never, I've done Fridays. This is probably the fifth or sixth event that I've done for her, but it's always been on a Friday night.
Okay.
They don't normally let you do a fundraiser on a Saturday night.
Okay.
But I'm good friends with one of the guys in the band.
Yeah.
He's actually the gentleman that designed Kim's banner.
Okay.
That we put across Main Street.
So do they have to do anything when they walk into Fridays? Or does everything that's done that night, 20% is going
20% to... either, like I said, they can mention Kim, they can take a screenshot of a poster, or just say, I'm here to help Kimmy.
Isn't that neat?
So I'm hopeful that a lot of people come out and it'll be a fun night.
When are the Olympics? 2018?
2018 in Pyeongchang, Korea, which Kimberly has already... She went to a World Cup in Pyeongchang. Right. They were the first group of skaters to physically get on the Olympic ice.
Okay.
So they wanted... She actually went there in the summer. She lived in Korea for about 7 weeks, and she trained with her original coach.
Okay.
And he rented a van, and he took, I think there was five or six of them, to the Olympic site. It was still in the midst right. of being built.
Right.
When Kim went back this past fall, or, yeah, I guess it was the end of fall, early winter,
right.
to Pyeongchang, the ice was in.
Nice.
And they actually got to skate on it. It's beautiful.
And it's a cold air, because I remember I was a little, I was like Vietnam era when I was growing up, and if you went into service, you went to Vietnam. But I remember the guys that were in Korea talking about how cold Korea was.
Yeah, so she loves
it's
Korea.
It's just a winter area.
Yeah, she loves it. She's been there probably half dozen times. And
okay.
the time that she spent there in the summer training was, if she could have, she would have stayed the whole summer.
Isn't
but,
amazing.
You know, financial reasons,
yep.
and she has a job and an apartment. She
okay.
She didn't have a luxury of being able
now,
to stay
there.
Now,
all this,
there.
Was she able to go to college as well?
So not
it's,
yet.
It's a decision that it'll be after.
Right. Right now, she said to me very recently that regardless of the outcome in 2018, she's going to give it her all. She's in it another 4 years
okay.
because she's at the perfect age. And she loves it.
Good.
So we'll see.
Good for Kimmy.
We'll see.
Good
she's
for
only Kimmy. She's only the second person ever to go to two different Olympic trials.
Isn't that neat?
So we'll see.
Wow. So if somebody wanted to learn more, are you available via telephone or is it easier?
Absolutely.
So what number would they call you on?
They can call me at 908-797-6109.
And once again, it's Linda Getz, Kimmy's mother. And the website is?
I believe it's Kimmy. Oh my goodness, I'm drawing a blank. Kimmy Getz. Hold on. I'm drawing a blank. Let's see. I believe it's Kimmy Getz.
KIMIGOETZ.
.com.
So KimmyGetz.com, and you can make contributions there. If you'd just like to send a check, they'd appreciate it. Meryl and I are going to do the same this evening. And we're
thank
so
you.
Excited to have you on. I'm going to follow this.
Thank
we'll have
you.
To have you back on.
Yeah, I would love that.
I do a show every Tuesday, and I do it from 4 to 5. And one show is real estate, and one show is 55 plus, which I got in the middle of somehow with all these gray hair.
Okay.
So I try to serve both. And then our show is followed by somebody that'll be in here in about 2 minutes who does music, and we have other shows that are sporting and
nice.
Educational and whatever. And all I'm trying to do is help the community understand what's going on.
Well, I appreciate it because it's kind of me out there.
Yes.
I have a lot of friends, and we
right.
all spread the word. And Phil and Joan have been incredible. They are real Kim fans. They've
good.
Been such a tremendous help in more ways than one. And
okay.
it's nice to feel like, wow, and Chris Phelan, I mean,
yeah.
he's been great.
He was telling me about some of the things that you had done at Comedy Night.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Well, we've got about less than a minute to go. What would you like to say before we break?
Well, all I can say is if anybody wants to reach out and wish Kimmy well or help her in any way, it would be very much appreciated. My email, if you want to email versus call, is Linda, Linda, Getz, Goetz, 2@hotmail.com, and I'd be glad to answer any questions, or I could forward it on to Kim.
Great.
She's in Utah right now.
And the phone number once again?
My phone number is area code 908-797-6109.
And sometime between now and the weekend, I'm going to post this conversation up with, I'll get a flyer from you for about the event that's coming up and see
okay.
if we can get some people out to it. And we'll have to have you back on and follow
thank
this
you.
Through time.
Thank
so.
You. Her next thing, their next big thing that is coming up is in August.
Okay.
I believe it's August 18th. it will be her World Cup trial.
Wow.
Because the kids have to make the World Cup team again, and hopefully they will be taking five to the Olympics. If the girls qualify, if the U.S. girls and boys qualify in a relay, they will take five. If they do not, they will only take three.
Okay.
So we're hoping for the number five.
That's my lucky number.
You're Is it? It? Okay. Yeah.
Five children, could win the Navy, the whole Navy. He got on boat number five. It's just been a number been all my life.
All so right. Well, let's hope that that's the number.
Thanks. Okay, so we're going to sign out. I'm going to put the news on, and we will get this posting up. So if you look at my site, jpeters.com, or just follow me on Facebook, Jay Peters, and like me, you will get the replay of this, and we'll keep you posted as time goes on, because I'm excited about this. How many times do you get an Olympic star to come from your county? And we've been voted, as I said, the number one healthiest county again. And Clinton got named the number one town in the state. Isn't that neat?
Awesome.
And Bethlehem, having the mayor of Bethlehem on in 2 weeks, and he's number five or four.